In Belarus, a mass demonstration has been called for tomorrow against the country's president, Alexander Lukashenko. The opposition is organizing the protest just a month after police brutally put down a similar march. Organizers say the government's violent tactics show it's losing control. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer reports from Minsk, the capital of Belarus.
Opposition leader Anatoly Lebedko was arrested for 15 days after he joined thousands of people protesting Lukashenko's landslide re-election last month. He says police beat and threatened to kill many of the hundreds jailed in overcrowded prisons.
Young people were led out of their cells into the corridor. Guards used force to make them yell, "Lukashenko is the best president."
Some protesters remain in jail, including former presidential candidate Alexander Kazulin. But Lebedko says spirits remain high among the opposition. Like other organizers, he calls last month's demonstrations a revolution, even though mere thousands, and not tens of thousands, protested the election. Lukashenko has ruled the former Soviet republic, known as Europe's last dictatorship, for 12 years. Western countries condemned last month's vote as rigged, and the European Union imposed a travel ban on the president and many of his advisers. Alexander Atroshenko of the opposition Zubr Youth Movement says the authorities have alienated many Belarusians.
The majority of those who came out to protest the elections didn't consist of activists or members of Zubr or political parties. They were ordinary people upset about what's happening in the country. It was the first step towards the creation of a widespread civil society in Belarus.
In the month since police broke up a peaceful mass street demonstration, small student groups have sprung up to organize spontaneous protests. Many communicate over the internet. Actions have included releasing black balloons during Lukashenko's inauguration. But the protests remain tiny, and Lukashenko retains strong support. He claims 83% of the vote, but an independent poll last week estimated the president really won around 63%. But sociologist Oleg Manaev, who helped conduct the survey, says at least half of those who voted for Lukashenko were intimidated into casting their ballots for him. Manaev says only a quarter of the population consists of true Lukashenko supporters, most of whom are elderly and rural dwellers.
Because they are not active in economic sense, most of them are pensioners, they completely and directly depend on the state. And because of the political character of our system, they identify the state as Lukashenko.
76-year-old pensioner Lidia Ivanovna says the demonstrators bring shame to Belarus. She repeats accusations in the state-controlled media that the protesters are drunkards and drug abusers.
I'd never support them. Those types like to get drunk. They're never satisfied with anything. But we're the majority, and we live well. All those protesters, they're paid American dollars, and we don't need them.
But sociologist Manaev says a full third of the population, most young professionals, supports protests against Lukashenko. Manaev agrees last month's demonstrations have changed the country by exposing deep cracks in society and demonstrating the opposition has concrete leaders and an organized platform.
From my point of view, it was and still is one of the most important results of this event. This message is sent to the society and outside of the country.
Protesters have been banned from returning to Minsk's central square on Wednesday, and police will be ready to block them. But opposition leader Anatoly Lebedko says he's calling supporters to come out anyway to build on last month's gains. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News, Minsk.